a lot of noise, there's a lot of cars. And the next picture that I have there is an example of his driveway, where there are, at least at this particular occasion, there were six cars in the driveway, one car in the garage, and one car in front on the street. That's eight cars. If it's 16 people, that's two to a couple, six couples. Eight couples. Anyway, it's very noisy. He rents it all the time. We deal with this all the time, the noise. Mr. Martin, in his letter to you, said that we should file written complaints to Mr. Martin, the Fieldstone HOA, local law enforcement, and Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission for each and every incident. The average age of our community is 70 years old. I'm 70. I can't imagine. If I have to do it, I will. That's a lot of energy. It's a lot of calls. It's a lot of letters. It's a lot of work. Every single time I have a complaint. Lots of us have complaints. And we, so far, haven't really come forward, but I've only been there since August. So, honestly, you know, you have 45 letters, signed letters, people that don't want this. Virtually all of us don't want this to happen. And you've been denying these in a row, quite a few, four or five in a row now. And that's really kind of all I have to say.
All right, thank you. Mr. Huff, I have your original photos here. You might want these back.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've got one packet, right?
Well, we gave one.
We'll keep one packet for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I have lots of these.
So you did not physically call the law, the sheriff's department, or anyone to complain?
On New Year's Eve?
Anytime.
No, I haven't, but I'm new there, and I can tell you I will get
it. It bothered you, but you did not call anybody and say, hey, this
is
loud.
At 2:30 in the morning, it just seemed...
That's when I would have called.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Johnny Groves, and I live at 344 Black Rock.
And I think the property is one house between me and the property in question.
My wife Julie and I purchased this house in November of 2019. And it was mostly retirees in that area. It was obvious, and that was just what we were looking for. So what we've experienced from this rental property is just a lot of activity, especially on weekends. And I'll agree with the gentleman that spoke before me. I have seen six full-size pickups there one weekend this last year, and there's just no way to park that many vehicles, so... Obviously, they were encroaching upon the road. And this is as you can see, is a dead-end road. There is no outlet there. So one of my questions has been, over time, once I became aware, for several months, I didn't realize that this was a nightly rental. So I didn't call any complaints. And to be honest with you, I just don't like doing that. I don't like calling in on anything like that. But I'm here tonight to voice my opinion. So, there's also a noise factor involved with this tonight. Many times it's been like, to me it's more like a resort atmosphere with people coming and going at all hours. It's not so bad during the winter months. Like right now, I shut my doors and windows, and I can't hear anything. But besides that, I've got one of those little machines by my bed I can sleep. I don't know if you all have one of those or not, but I got it from Amazon, and it lulls me to sleep. But it's not so bad then during the winter months. But if there is a family there, and I was gone New Year's Eve, so I didn't get that part. But if there's a family reunion going on there on a warm summer night, believe me, they can be heard in the wee hours. And people come to Branson to have fun. Man, I don't blame them. I like to have fun too. But I tell you, this is just not the right place for this type of endeavor. Up until a few months ago, there was a house just right across from me there on that corner. It was nightly rental, and it's no longer nightly rental. And I have noticed quite an improvement in the quality of life there on my corner. So, Julie and I have put most of our eggs there in that basket, so we would really love to see it be kept as much as a residential area. You just have to live there and know what I'm really talking about. But as much as residential area as possible. So that's all I've got now. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Judy Ward, and I live on Stony Point Drive. And there's four houses between me and this nightly rental. Our street is one way in and the same way out. So this means there's a lot of traffic on it. Our subdivision does not have sidewalks, so we have to walk in the street. Our mailboxes are centrally located, so when you go to get your mail, you have to be very careful, as it is very dangerous when you have people who are not aware of this, and they go too fast around the corners, and of course with all the pickups that you just heard, they're going fast and they're not paying attention to people walking. And I'm afraid that someone is going to be injured. So please deny this nightly rental. Thank you for your time.
My name is Ken Lazat, and I live on 145 Stony Point. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. My wife and I are new to the Fieldstone community, and the top priority for us was to review the CCNRs to figure out what kind of neighborhood we're buying into. Fieldstone was described in the CCRs as a residential community, and that's exactly what we're looking for and expecting. So nightly rentals really significantly alter the dynamics of our neighborhood. And let me give you an example of that and not just make a statement. So earlier a slide was brought up about the capacity for people in this unit. I couldn't see it, but I thought I saw 12 as a number. Don't know if that's correct or not. But this particular home is advertised on VRBO. It's been advertised for years. The big thing is it says it sleeps 16 people, parks 8 vehicles, is ideal for large family gatherings, and has a community pool. So, I mean, all sounds pretty good right now. People come here to have fun, as was mentioned earlier this evening. So 16 people, I don't believe that is what the capacity is on this. Is that correct?
That's the 12, as you see on
it there. It is 12. So he's talking, whoever is putting this up there is talking 16 people and 8 cars. 8 cars is unbelievable in that residential area. Another thing is people drive right by a pool, and they believe that the pool they drive by is the pool that's advertised as a communal pool. Well, in reality, the pool they drive by is for homeowners only because of its size. It only has a capacity of 12 people, so it's almost like an overgrown hot tub. So if you can imagine that if this place had 16 people in for visitors and they decided to go to that pool, they wouldn't all be able to fit. Or the other over 100 homeowners that are in that community and pay HOA dues would not be able to use that pool. So that's where I'm saying it changes the dynamics from what you thought you would have to where you are. When you talk with nightly rental owners, they will assure you that the visitors are informed of the rules and regulations regarding the life in the community. But the reality is the person on the phone that's making the reservation may be the one that gets some level of information regarding rules and regulations. The other 15 people don't know anything about it, and that's what causes the disconnect. By opposing nightly rentals, we can eliminate this unnecessary high maintenance. In other words, the HOA board, a lot of people won't complain to the authorities like perhaps they should, but instead it's easier to call the HOA board because a board member so they can talk to them. So all this does is cause high maintenance and a lot of drama, because once somebody thinks they can use that pool, and you say, well, it's for homeowners only, and you have to go drive over there and use that pool, they start getting upset because it was advertised with a pool. It's not something a 70-year-old person wants to get involved with, okay, with that level of confrontation that escalates rather quickly when somebody that paid good money to rent what they thought was all-inclusive facility, that they aren't able to get that. And times have changed. I've been there 2 years. In that 2 years, Johnny Morris and the Big Cedar organization has bought the property. They've invested in hotels. They bought hotels. They've added cottages for people to stay. So there are alternatives that didn't exist 2 years ago. And frankly, they're much better to handle larger crowds anyway, because one of the things that's never mentioned is our internet service. It's terrible. So at least Johnny Morris has great internet service. So in closing, what I'd like to say is my observation is we have two organizations that are responsible to manage the Fieldstone community, but there is some level of disconnect, because the HOA board is responsible to administer the CCNRs. And the CCNRs have a section in there that talk about restrictions on residential sites. And although they haven't been registered with this board, as what was commented earlier this evening, they haven't changed since 2006. They're the same CCNRs. And what I'm going to refer to is Article 9.16. That is a restriction for residential sites. It has three restrictions in it. Restriction one is no home industry shall be conducted in the residential areas without specific written approval. I'll guarantee you there's no written approval from Johnny Morris's organization or our HOA organization that approved the nightly rental. So that's point one, and that's the very first point. Secondly, they talk about there's no home industry shall be permitted unless it is considered by the board to be compatible with the neighborhood.
I'm going to let you finish. I'm just going to let you know you are out of time, but I'll
okay.
Let you finish that.
That's pretty much it, really. I was going to say we do have formal HOA statements that say you need written approval to do this, and I don't believe there is any written approval. I don't know it for a fact, but okay. I don't think anybody can show us that. Okay. So my request is real simple. If the HOA is trying to govern the community and they say you need written approval, if there's no written approval, how do you apply for a special use permit? I mean, I would hope that Taney County and the HOA board can work together.
We really don't have any control over those.
We have
so when
zero.
So when the community says that you can't do this without written permission.